Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Revelation chapter 2, verses 8 through 11. The Reverend Kevin Robson is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from the Revelation chapter 2. And to the angel of the church in Smyrna write, the words of the first and the last who died and came to life. I know your tribulation and your poverty, but you are rich, and the slander of those who say that they are Jews and are not, but are a synagogue of Satan. Do not fear what you are about to suffer. Behold, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison that you may be tested, and for 10 days you will have tribulation. Be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. The one who conquers will not be hurt by the second death. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
Now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son.
And indeed, the Lord Jesus does speak to the church today, even as he spoke in warning and promise to the saints at ancient Smyrna on the Aegean Sea, just to the north of Ephesus. Wherever Jesus speaks, the Holy Spirit is always nearby, the Paraclete, the Comforter, proceeding from the Father and the Son, ever sent to teach the church, not in just one local place and time, but among the baptized in multitude until Christ returns. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. In plural, this letter, the second of a complete seven of congregations addressed at the beginning of Christ's revelation, was meant to be read, marked, learned, and inwardly digested not only by those who were assembled at Smyrna, but also consumed by the other six, and then by the church in every time and place until the return, the last day. So, are you listening? The Son of Man, who is the first and the last, he is at once the cause and the goal of the faith that grasps the life of God, his life. He is both the founder and the perfect finisher of such tenacious faith, the Lamb of God who died. And Jesus unflinchingly brings his holy cross directly into the conversation here. He is the one who came to life, not by accident, but by rather the just decree, the will, the action of the Father. Jesus put death to death, conquering the very thing that causes you and me and every other human being such pain and misery, sorrows and worries, terror and fear. He knows all of those things. He knows everything about us. He knew the Smyrnans' tribulations, the intense persecution that they were suffering. To slander and attack God's people is to blaspheme Almighty God himself. Jews who neither believed in Christ nor held to the proclamation of him in Moses and the prophets, and the Romans who were worshiping a created thing, their emperor, rather than the only true God. These were collaborating with the accuser, doing his wicked work. and the beleaguered church, impoverished and sorely tempted and tested on all sides? Jesus reminds us that we, with those saints who have gone before, are exceedingly rich, filled with the abundant blessings and spiritual wealth, treasure hidden in the field of our hearts. The timing of trial and hardship would be limited, set by God for the strengthening of the faith under His constant watch and control. Suffering not worth comparing with the glory that is coming. Soon the night of weeping will be the morn of song. All that sounds great for the church at Smyrna and in the present day. But here's the rub. Jesus has to tell them and us to stop with the fear of future suffering. Repent. Do not fear what man can do to you in merely killing your body. Fear God, who can destroy both body and soul in hell. The fear of the Lord, not a fear of the first death, is the beginning of wisdom. We should fear and love and trust God above all things. Your worry is misdirected and dangerous. It can lead to a loss of the faith, the very thing by which you, the righteous people of God, live. Jesus, once crowned with thorns, says, "Be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life." He refers to the first death, the death of your body. But the conqueror, the baptized one who stands on this faith unto that first death, will in no way be troubled by the threat of the second, that is, eternal separation from the Lord, eternity in hell. Having eaten of the forbidden tree, Adam had inflicted this possibility of a second death as a legacy of doom for all who would follow him. But in nourishing the tree of the cross by the water and blood which flowed from those holy wounds inflicted upon the Son of Man, he who was riven through unto his death for the sum total of the iniquities of humankind, Christ the Lord, the first fruits of salvation, caused our justification to sprout up in a fallen creation where he knew that original evil had arisen, announcing a blessing in peace to his disciples beforehand. In the world, you will have tribulation. Take heart, I have conquered the world. He who would thus be victorious only in this Savior whose head was adorned with a crown of thorns, who emptied himself such that you, the faithful, would receive the crown laid up to that day by a Father perfectly just, the crown of righteousness, the unfading crown of glory received from the chief shepherd, the crown of life for those who remain steadfast under trial, the crown which God had promised to those who love him. Take comfort and rejoice. You will live forever in his paradise. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for Chaplain Lewis Paul Ferguson, who is deployed. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.